This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My next guest this morning grew up in Sudbury in Canada, from playing the accordion as a child, studying acting, becoming a personal assistant to an Oscar winner, then moving on to organising major events, including the Academy Awards, Governor's Ball, the G'day USA Gala, proving she is the go-to woman for high-profile Hollywood events. A big Joy welcome to Cheryl Cicchetto.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. Now, first of all, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure.
Now, that intro proves that you have had such a diverse life growing up in Sudbury, which is a small mining city in northern Ontario in Canada. You're Italian, so I guess that means that your life as a child was really quite hectic and full of food and get-togethers, I'm thinking.
You know, it really was. And it's interesting because this is truly an autobiography of how I got from here to there and all the transactions all in between. It was quite a journey. And growing up in a large Italian family really gave me the experience of entertaining for crowds, because that was a normal way of life. And not in my wildest dreams did I ever think I'd end up where I did. But, you know, you just put the right foot after the left foot and enjoying each step of the way has taken me to the position I am right now in Hollywood. But I have to tell you, I do go back home quite a bit, because there's nothing like growing up on a lake in northern Ontario.
Now, Cheryl, when people choose an instrument to learn, they normally choose like the guitar or the keyboards or the drums, but you chose the accordion, which at the time was a large part of your growing up in an Italian family.
That's a fantastic question, and no one has asked it.
Really?
No one has asked it. My grandfather played the accordion. My grandparents were all born in Italy. He played what's called a concertina accordion, and so it's all buttons, if you noticed, on the left and the right side. Actually, I don't have a picture of him in the book, but it's all buttons, a very, very hard instrument. Mine's a keyboard accordion, and I just watched him. I can remember 2, 3, 4 years old, and that's why I chose the instrument. Because, you know, in a typical Italian family, there's a lot of music, a lot of instruments, and believe it or not, Sudbury was known for accordion playing. So I just thought I was the coolest kid on the block. Who knew, you know, that accordion's not really an accepted. Actually, there's a lot of accordions now, if you see, and even in major bands, and it's a really great French instrument, not only Italian. But that's how it all came to be, and it was quite a discipline, because if you grew up in an Italian family, you were expected to complete, to excel, and to, you know, really present whatever it is you're doing with the highest mark. So there got to a point that I would practice 4 hours a day, no matter what.
You also got the acting bug, because getting into acting is really tough. You studied musical theatre at New York University and the Actors Studio, which led you to meet an Oscar winner and Golden Globe winner, Shelley Winters, who sadly passed away back in 2006. You became her personal assistant, which sounds like a fabulous, glamorous job, but when your boss is behind the wheel, not quite as glamorous, I'm guessing.
You know, everything sounds glamorous, doesn't it, when you're reading it or you're watching it on the television or the movie screen? And I have to tell you that, as I said in the book, my dad said to me, by the end of the rope, when you get there, there's going to be 5 people on your right hand that you really remember. And Shelley was my thumb. And meeting her was extraordinary at the Actors Studio. Now, that was the days of, you know, Ellen Burstyn, Robert De Niro, and working with her was really literally an experience that I'll never forget, because she was always up to something. And so I started in New York with her, and then she wanted to go to L.A., and I thought, oh, I'll just go along with the ride. But, of course, I stayed here because I thought there was a little bit more space after living in New York for 2 years. And there was, she was always up to something. And I on the very first talk show I was with her, she made the Johnny Carson folks cut my hair. She dyed my hair. I mean, she was there was living with Shelley was an event every minute of the day, and it was a great experience, and we had a fantastic time. And I wrote a couple of chapters about her, and I was told that I couldn't go off on a tangent write about her, but there's no way I could leave her out of the book because she was instrumental on so many of really, even in my career after I wanted to leave her, and I was, you know, working as an actress, and she was just so giving and so supportive. So she really led the way to what I thought was ended up being a great future.
Now, speaking of which, because I understand that you even got a role in a movie and you traveled to Israel because Shelley was quite a character, I'm guessing. And do you think it's more difficult these days for personal assistants with the stars these days? Because obviously back then there was no internet, there was no social media. Are stars more demanding these days, do you think?
I think they'd be much more demanding. Now, I did travel with her. I did travel with her to Israel, and at the time, all of the names that you could possibly imagine were in this movie. I mean, Martin Bolson, he's an incredible star, you know, and Joey Bishop and that whole clan, the Lainey Kazans, the Susan Strasbergs, and Lee Marvins and Chuck Norris's. But I think that right now, being a right-hand assistant for anyone would be really challenging to keep up. I know with my assistants, I have a business assistant, I have a personal assistant, I have a part-time assistant, just to try to keep up with my agenda and the asks. And we work at the speed of light. And that's actually, going back to the book, you know, that's actually one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because it really is your invitation to celebrate. And I'm asking everyone, you know, take a moment to stop and to celebrate and I'm giving you serious formulas of how you can do just that. And I can imagine what it'd be like to be a top celebrity, assistant right now. Just keeping up would be extraordinary.
Your book is out, of course, and it's all about, I guess, your business, and you organize these amazing events and parties. And what was it like in those early days getting this off the ground and working out, you know, who to trust, who to get on board, I guess, building that empire?
Another great question. Because you could imagine that at the event, themselves, there's some extraordinary high profile celebrities, producers, executives, and most of the events are, you know, you have several of the guests that are repeat, so you want to make sure that they have the absolute best time. And I have a production team that I've worked with over and over again. Now, sometimes I'll cast a different lighting company or different sound company depending on what is required for that particular event, but you really have to make sure that you are all on the same page, and there's privacy, there's confidentiality, there's the unknown that will come up that we must support. And our team, because they've been on board with me for so many years now, you know, some of the same players, some of the same even rental companies or florists, they're all exposed to this, and they expect to be trusted, and we expect that they trust us, and they understand that the wrong move at the right place could really cost us to be asked to be back again. So I do have an incredible team. I'm very hypervigilant when I bring somebody into my office. I let everybody know, all the staff, that the first thing you have to do is know who the clients are, know what their needs are, and understand that everything that goes on in the office stays in the office. You know, right now for events, we have celebrities that are booked to perform. Well, that's not going to be exposed until they're performing that day. And that's part of the business. It's sort of like signing a confidentiality on a movie set or the Oscar telecast, you know, the script of that. The producers decide what they want to expose, and the rest of that crew must sign a confidentiality agreement. And that's a great question. If anyone really crosses that barrier, then they won't be working too long. So there's a sense of sensibility that we must keep everything to ourselves until it's all exposed.
And I guess working in Hollywood as well, there's a lot of wannabe actors out there that, you know, they wait and they do odd jobs to get by. But if they slip their business card at one of your events, that's not really professional, though, is it?
Yeah, well, believe me, I can tell you a funny story. Once at an event several years ago, 10 years ago, and yes, you have hundreds and hundreds of waitresses. Somebody's going to make the wrong move, even though they've signed agreements and they've signed confidentialities. And we'll put a stop to it because there's serious security that's involved in these events. You know, really, top celebrities and producers need their privacy. So this is a really funny story. A waitress had checked in, and as I said, there were maybe 250 waitresses on the floor, and she had a gown in her purse. She actually went to the restroom, and she changed. She came back on the floor. Well, she was found out within, 15, 20 minutes. It was recognized and found out, let go, never hired back. And so you should really make a move that has some longevity. And I'm sure there's waiters and waitresses that would love to walk up and say, I need that big break. But I promise you, there's no producer or agent at an event like this that has the time or has the time to give the unknown their big break. You know, there is a time and place for that also. And there are institutions that are set up for that. And there is theater that one can be exposed. And there are great moments that all talent is looking for great talent. We're all looking for great talent. You know, I mean, I used a few examples today that I had the opportunity 2 years ago to work with Jessica Marlboro at Good Day. And I brought her back to perform at the Governor's Ball for the Emmys. We're all looking for good talent. But there's a time and place. If you don't make the right move at the right time, I promise you it'll backfire.
You mentioned Jessica Marlboro before. She is one of this country's leading artists. She is an amazing singer, great songs. Australia is really well regarded in Hollywood. You have the G'day USA galas each year. And I guess with Hollywood, you've worked with some amazing talent. Elle Macpherson last year. What surprised you about Elle Macpherson?
Well, it did take me a while to get her because there was definitely some bells and whistles. But when I met her, I thought, oh, God, it was quite challenging to get her. You know, her and Richard. It was actually 2012. That's right. No, 2013. And when I met her, I didn't really know what to expect. You never know what to expect. You didn't know what to expect from me today, and I didn't know what to expect from you today. That's just the way it goes. Then you start a relationship. You start talking. You hear who's open, not. From the minute I met her, until I received her note in the mail. She was absolutely lovely and such a professional. And her and Richard worked so very hard. It was one of my favorite years. They worked so very hard to make sure that Good Day in Australia was represented and all the honorees, the presenters, the moments of performances were represented in the best of light. She was so proud to be there. And her and Richard worked so beautifully on stage. Both extremely attractive, so that didn't hurt matters, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they worked so beautifully together, and she was so gracious with our staff that were there and supportive. And, you know, Richard had been the MC for Good Day for so many years, so he was so very seasoned. He understood what to expect. He understood political mentions. He understood how to move the show along, et cetera, et cetera. So this was her first time, and they did such a great job together, and she was just lovely. And I actually mentioned her in my book in the Hobnobbing chapter.
Mm-hmm.
The Hobnobbing chapter is not about the biggest and the best names. It's just moments that we remember. And isn't that what it's all about?
You know, exactly.
That we remember that, you know, that alter our state a little bit. And that's the point with the book. And again, that's what when I say passion, what is your passion? And you could clearly see what Elle Macpherson's passion was that day, you know, when she was on stage. And, you know, just a pleasure. I mean, I'm telling you, there's been so many great experiences. I think it's fantastic that I'm here in Sydney and the book is being launched in Australia today, in all of Australia today. I think it's ironic that, you know, I have an Australian agent, Steve MacArthur, and then I have an Australian publisher, New Holland. I mean, today I wore my most favorite Australian pearls, Paspalli pearls, and I mean, it's like there's so many things Australian from my experience as a Good Day over the years, and it's really added up. And I think the most wonderful memory that I've had from the last coming up to now my 12th year with Good Day and all the phenomenal Australians, both honorees and presenters and entertainers, is truly their love to celebrate. I mean, it's really funny. When I first met John Olsen, who's one of the initiators of Good Day, former Prime Minister John Olsen, initiators, you know, he said, no, after the event's over, we're going to have an after party for 4 hours. I thought, well, John, people don't stay around for 4 hours in L.A. Well, he proved me wrong.
Everyone stayed around.
Even last year, Jeffrey Rush, who was honored, Cate Blanchett presented to him. You know, he was at the after party until 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was just, it's been wonderful to have the Australian contagious celebration of life. And that's what I'm speaking about in the book. And that's what I'm hoping that everyone captures across the board. And there's many ways that this book can show you and teach you from a professional or personal, you know, way to celebrate, to bring into their own lives, bring into their own home. I mean, it's a beautiful coffee book, and it has fantastic Hollywood visuals in it. New Holland did an incredible job publishing it. It's beautiful. But it also has some great learning curves, some great stories. I think one fantastic through line in the book is humor. And we can't stop smiling. We can't stop laughing, because even if something goes wrong, and it's going to, my goodness, every day something changes, right? It's hard
exactly.
to keep up nowadays.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you keep a sense of humor, then you can all smile at the end of the day and look back.
The book is absolutely stunning, Cheryl, and there's some amazing stories in the book, some amazing moments, some tips as well about events and what goes through to these major events, because it takes a lot of time, effort, and I guess teamwork to pull off these events. And you're obviously enjoying Australia in Sydney.
Yes, very much so.
Are you enjoying our food, most important? Because Melbourne is the capital of food. We have a great Italian community here in Melbourne. Have you ever been to Melbourne before?
I'm going on Friday.
Oh, really?
For that reason. Yes, I'm going on Friday just for that reason, because I've been told that the restaurants and the wines, it's got a European flair, and that's perfect for me, because it really feels like a very intimate community that is, I mean, the food is extraordinary. I mean, I've worked with so many fantastic Australian chefs. Neil Perry is going to be our executive chef for the 2015 Good Day, and last year was Curtis Stone, and in each chapter of the book itself, at the end of that particular chapter, if I'm talking about the Oscars, then I'm featuring Wolfgang Puck. If I'm talking about the Emmys, then I've got a recipe from Shaheen. And then, of course, there's the fantastic vegetarian lasagna, which I love to make, by Curtis Stone. So, yes, I mean, extraordinary wines that we've been introduced to over the years. And that's what's been really fun. When John Olson and Wally Mariani, you know, and the other two initiators of the Good Day Committee, was Kylie Hargraves and Michael Longgren, approached me. They really wanted to connect Australia with the United States on so many levels, not only politically and professionally and entertainment and food and wine and you name it. And so they've had the opportunity to do that over the years. And it's been really a great love relationship. So the food that we've exposed, you know, because really the events are 50-50 Americans and Australians. We've exposed the Americans audience to has been really wonderful. And that's been a great, great collaboration. And it's so funny, because I said earlier today that, you know, I'm Canadian and I'm also American. I have a dual citizenship. I think after my favorite, you know, Australian wines and menus, and now agent and publisher, and, you know, my beautiful pearls, and all, it goes on and on and on. I really do feel that I should be perhaps privileged with an Australian citizenship after all of this. But yes, the food is magnificent. I mean, we actually went out last night for dinner just to a local bistro here in Sydney, and it's always delicious. And that has been a great part of, well, it's a great part of celebrating. You know that when you gather people together and there's fantastic food and fantastic wine and great music and there's great stories, then there's your event. It could be, you know, big, medium, and large. There is your event. It's the same formula. You want everyone to leave with some new memory, or you want everybody to leave with a, you know, some experience that they haven't had before, and you want to go through the steps of the event. So even when they get in their car, you surprise them with something, or they have a parting gift with a piece of that event. So that, I think, is what we need a little bit more of, because it's so hectic. We're working at such a pace. We're all tied to our electronics. I've said this several times. We're all looking down at our phones, walking along
yes,
the street.
It's I agree.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And this is a funny story. I'm not going to go into too many details. But actually, my phone malfunctioned.
What did you do?
I'm going to say it that way when I got to Sydney. And I thought, well, that's perfect. Like, no one can reach me. Isn't that fun? I'm really here. And I thought, it's like an omen that happened. I think it's absolutely perfect. Let's just leave it at that. It's a Cherylism, I would call it. But it's charming that I'm not attached to all the texts and the emails that could be coming my way. I know once I get on my emails tonight, there's going to be like a couple hundred there sitting for me.
But I know the
I'll
feeling.
I'll deal with that when the time comes. After I have a great Australian dinner, Stephen, we're going out tonight with the agent and the publisher and whatnot for some great Australian food. So that really is a long-winded answer to your question, which is yes.
You love food. Now, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show. Of course, the book is called Passion to Create, Your Invitation to Celebrate by Cheryl Chiquito. It's in stores right now. It's a fantastic book. Take you through some amazing events from the Governor's Ball in Hollywood to the amazing G'day USA galas.
Yes, and a little bit for everybody. And, you know, I just want to add one last thing, if I could, Leo, is that, you know, you talked about tips for events, but the tips that I'm giving about business and events can be any business whatsoever. You know, it could be anything that you do and anything you set your mind to. So it's more than just events. So I just wanted to say there is a little bit for something, a little bit of something for everyone, no matter what your walk of life is. And everyone does need to celebrate just a little bit more.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, and take care.
Thank you, Leo.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.